former two-time winner, maybe three of the national championship NHL player. Now the head coach of the Golden Bears, Ian Herbert. So was it two or three, Ian?
One.
Was
there three times out of the 4 years, but only one at my last year.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, my brother's team beat you guys the 1 year when he was in Acadia. I remember that year, but I thought you guys won two other ones around him.
We beat Acadia my year that I won, and the next year when I was playing in Cape Breton, winning in the Calder Cup with the Oilers, Acadia beat U of A that year.
Now, so you've been in it, and it's totally different than what you're used to in the regular season and even the playoffs, because it really comes down to a one-off. And I know that the playoffs, if you're in game three, is a one-off, but you've still had games one and two. How much does it change the psyche of your players, and how, as a coach who's gone through it, do you think you have an advantage maybe to parlay that to them?
Well, it's something we talked about at the end of last season. In the summertime, we had a very strong workout regimen. We came in, had a great year. But it's something we've talked about in the weekends during the season, but especially that last weekend, our regular season weekend against Calgary, we needed one win to clinch home ice all the way through playoffs. So we wanted to come out that first period Friday at Claire Drake Arena and dictate the outcome and the pace of the game and not give Calgary a chance to get their game going. And we did, and we won that game handily. The next weekend, we had played UBC in the semifinals, and it was the same way we approached that first game, that first period. We want to come out, dictate, not feel around, see how the game's going to go, see what happens. We wanted to come out on our toes, playing aggressive hockey, and we did that against UBC. And then we had another opportunity against Calgary in the finals, and we did the same thing where we got that five-goal lead in the first period, and our power play was clicking right off the bat. We were drawing penalties, and we took them out of the series right there.
Ian, over the years, some awful good teams, including some from Alberta, haven't come out of this tournament as champions. Some would say because of the format, and you can be one and done in past years. You're in Pool A with McGill and Carleton. What do you know about both of them? And maybe talk about that pressure to go in and right away having to prove that you're the best team. What you've done all year really doesn't count in this setup.
No, we've got to go out and earn it and go out and prove it. You know, it's nice getting to the number one ranking. It gives us the nice dressing room and the better practice times, but that's about it. So we've got to come out, be ready to earn it. Nothing's going to be given. There's five other good teams, very good teams here that are competing to win the national title as well. So we've got to make sure we're ready right from the start here. I'm drawing a blank on your question again here. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you open up against Carleton. How much live eyes have you had on them, and how much video do you have on them, or does that matter?
Well, I got a chance to watch their last couple games they played live on webcast, and then we also exchanged the last two games as well, so I've been able to clip a couple of things that I want to make sure our guys know about and that we're ready for. Same thing with McGill. So we've had a chance to pre-scout them. I also watched Acadia's last game against St. Mary's, so I have an idea what they're doing. So I've got a pretty good feel on Windsor, Carleton, McGill, and Acadia. Obviously, we know Saskatchewan very well. We play them enough times. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's always been our focus, the way we play and the way we come out. We need to know if there's anything special we need to be aware of with the opposing team. But we want to come out. We want to dictate, get teams worried about us.
Ian Herbert, head coach of the U of A men's hockey team. They're at Nationals this weekend. Ian, do you believe that travel or playing in the different conferences is a disadvantage, and so because it's in the West, you'll have an advantage?
Well, most of our guys play Western Hockey League, so they played numerous games here at the Credit Union Center. Even a couple guys played for the Blades, like Travis Toomey, that spent time in this rink, a fair bit of time in this rink. When you get to this national stage and this good of teams and teams that are peaking at the right time here, I don't know if it really matters if it's which part of the country it's in. I guess the only big difference would be if it was a smaller rink or an Olympic-sized rink, then you might get some adjustments. But if the rink's normal and standard, I don't really think there is a difference.
Ian, one thing I wanted to ask you about, somebody pointed this out to me. Since you've come back to the U of A, the proficiency of special teams, that was long a trademark of the Golden Bears. Billy Moores and Claire Drake before him, the way they insisted on certain things and drew it up and players carried it out. It's taken a big jump up again under you. Is that a, do you focus on that, or have things just fallen into place? Or tell me a little bit about the power play especially.
Well, when I was playing pro, I never was an offensive defenseman, as you guys know. So I had a lot of chance to see a lot of very good power plays and a lot of power play skill guys. When I was in Milwaukee, I had the opportunity, fortunate opportunity to run the power play.
Yeah.
We got better every year. Wasn't afraid to try new things, people in different places, always looking to see what other people are doing. Always had a notepad by me scribbling down ideas on breakouts, on face-offs, the end zone. So always trying to find ways to get better. Here at the U of A, we work on it Wednesdays, especially team power play and penalty kill. But we'll touch on our power play, especially the second half. We touched a bit on it Monday and then Thursdays as well. We'll get a little bit of PP. And if it's not maybe a unit of PP, we're working power play skills as individuals on Monday. Different driving off walls, giving go down low, attacking the goal line, point shots, deflection, screens. So all different kind of power play skills. But the big thing this year probably for us is I've got three for sure units power play. Even our fourth unit can play on the power play. And we'll just go both ends of the rink and the units will just switch from penalty kill to power play and we'll just go through it. And with our aggressive penalty kill, it makes our power play move the puck. And we've got some different options that we use. We'll get into a spread power play. We'll get into an overload power play. We'll get into a 1-3-1 power play. So we give teams different looks as well. We can morph any time during the game that we need to.
Your power play was almost 32%. Your penalty kill was over 90. Very, very good. You've rotated your goaltenders, Mucha and Siemens, pretty much all season long, Ian. Is that the plan, or are you going to stick with one guy in this short tournament?
All I know right now is Curtis Mucha is playing tomorrow, and we'll go from there. So I'm very comfortable with both guys. If we decide Luke Siemens is playing Saturday, Luke, all the guys, the coaching staff are very comfortable on both goaltenders. It's a great situation for coaches to have when you got two goalies that can play. I've liked Luke. He's come in, and he's challenged for that number one spot. He hasn't sat back and wanted to be a backup goalie and be content with that. And Curtis is continuing where he left off last year, proving that he wants to be a number one goalie and move on after his CIS career.
Well, Ian, best of luck, and hopefully you guys get your first national championship since 2008, which for most other schools would be, you know, not a big deal. But for you guys, that's almost like a slump when you've won that many. It's a lot of pressure, and all the best on this weekend.
Well, great. You know, we always want our guys going through at least with one national title, and unfortunately last year and that, we didn't get it for Gardner and Sear. We've got 5 fifth-year guys this year, so it's the guys are very businesslike, very focused, very determined.
Enjoy it. We'll be watching. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.